The Way of the Giant Tiger. Once upon a time, there was a secret country. Its name was Yeolan. Yeolan was in the middle of four mountains. The mountains were very high and dangerous, but Yeolan was a very small country. It had lots of trees and flowers and a small river. Also, there were lots of different birds in Yeolan. Birds were singing all the time, and Yeolan was a very beautiful country. There was a king in Yeolan. His name was King Yeo. King Yeo was very old, and he was a very good king. His people liked him because he was a brave and generous king. King Yeo always helped people. People were not poor in Yeolan. There was enough food for everybody. Everybody had a house and a small farm in Yeolan. People were not very rich in Yeolan, but they were very happy in Yeolan. King Yeo was very happy too. He had a very nice family. King Yeo had a beautiful wife. Her name was Mayu. Mayu was the queen of Yeolan. King Yeo and Queen Mayu had a son. His name was Hitomi. Hitomi was the young prince of Yeolan. He was 15 years old. He was a very handsome and strong boy. He had beautiful black eyes. King Yeo loved his son and his wife very much. His family was the most important thing in his life. Prince Hitomi loved his son too. They always went fishing together. Hitomi liked fishing. King Yeo was a very good fisherman, but Prince Hitomi was not very good fisherman. Prince Hitomi could not catch fish. King Yeo always said, "You must be patient, my son. It is not easy to catch a fish. You must work hard, my son." But Prince Hitomi was not patient. Prince Hitomi wanted to be like his father. One day, King Yeo and Prince Hitomi went fishing. They were on a small bridge. Then King Yeo caught a very big fish. King Yeo said, "Do you see that, son? This is the biggest fish in Yeolan." "Yes, father, it is the biggest fish in Yeolan. You have always been a very good fisherman, father. I want to be like you." "You must be patient," said King Yeo. Then suddenly, King Yeo heard a noise. It was a very loud noise. Prince Hitomi heard the noise too. Prince Hitomi said, "What is this noise, father?" "I do not know, son, but it is not a good sound. We must go home quickly." "Okay, father." King Yeo and Prince Hitomi ran to their house. Then they saw lots of men with horses. All of the horses were black, and they were very strong. The men on the horses were very strong too. Their clothes were all black. They had swords. They all looked very angry. All the people in Yeolan came out. They saw the horses and the soldiers. People were scared. Then King Yeo and Prince Hitomi came. They were not afraid. King Yeo said, "Welcome to Yeolin. I am King Yeo. How can I help you?" A man said, "My name is Takashi. I am the leader of this army. I am a black samurai. I want this country. This is my country, and you cannot take my country." "Then you must fight with me," said Takashi. Prince Hitomi was very angry. He shouted at Takashi, "My father is very old. He cannot fight. Fight with me." "You are only a small child. I have never fought with children," said Takashi. "I am not a child. I am the prince of this country," said Hitomi. "I am the king of this country. I can fight. Go to your mother," said Yeo. "No, father, I can fight. Listen to me and go to your mother," said King Yeo angrily. Prince Hitomi was very angry, but he listened to his father. He went to his mother. Queen Mayo was scared. She was crying. Prince Hitomi said, "Don't cry, mother. My father can fight." Then Takashi and King Yeo began fighting. King Yeo was a very brave fighter, but he was very old. Takashi was not old. He was young and strong, so he won the fight. Takashi caught King Yeo and said, "I won the fight. King Yeo and his family will be in prison. I am the new king of Yeolin. I am King Takashi." Then Takashi's soldiers caught King Yeo, Queen Mayu, and Prince Hitomi and put them in prison. All the people were shocked. Everybody cried. The people of Yeolin were unhappy. King Yeo and his family were in prison. Prince Hitomi was very angry. He said, "I hate Takashi. He is not the king. You have always been the king of Yeolin, father. This is your country. I know, my son, but we must be patient. I will run away and fight with Takashi. I do not want to be patient," said Prince Hitomi. "You must listen to your father, Hitomi," said Queen Mayu. Prince Hitomi did not speak. He sat on the ground. He was still very angry. Then his father came and sat near him. His father said, "Listen to me, son. You are very angry, I know. But Takashi is very strong. He has got an army. You cannot fight with him now. You must be patient. You will be stronger in the future." "I am in prison, father. I must run away." "Okay, son, I will help you. But do not forget, be patient." Then at night, King Yeo helped Prince Hitomi, and Prince Hitomi went out from the small window of the prison. Hitomi said to his father and mother, "Do not be afraid. I will come back. I will rescue you." "Be careful, my son," said Queen Mayu. Then Prince Hitomi ran away. It was very dark, but Prince Hitomi did not stop. He ran like the wind. Prince Hitomi was very fast. He was very angry, but he did not stop. He went to the mountains. There are four mountains in Yeola. They are very high mountains. Prince Hitomi went to the highest mountain. The mountain was very dark and scary, but Prince Hitomi did not stop. Then Prince Hitomi climbed to the mountain. He climbed and climbed and climbed. Prince Hitomi heard some voices. There were wild animals in the mountain. Wild animals were very dangerous, but Prince Hitomi was very brave. He was not afraid of the wild animals. Prince Hitomi climbed for a long time. He did not want to stop, but at last Prince Hitomi was very tired. His legs were shaking. The weather was very cold. The wind was blowing. Then suddenly it began to rain. He felt cold and tried to find a place to sleep. He went under a tree, but the rain was very heavy. Then he saw a small cave, and he went to the cave. The cave was very dark. Prince Hitomi could not see anything, but the cave was warmer than outside. It was a warm and dry cave, so Prince Hitomi stayed in the cave. He was still very angry. He hated Takashi. He thought of his mother and father, and then he cried. Prince Hitomi was very sad. He wanted to help his family. Then he thought, I must be patient. I must be stronger. I must help my family. Then Prince Hitomi felt very tired. He lay on the ground. Then he slept. It was still raining outside. It was a very difficult day for Prince Hitomi. In the morning, Prince Hitomi woke up. He went out of the cave. It was not raining. The weather was not very cold. The sun was shining, and there were no clouds in the sky. Birds were singing, and there were colorful flowers around. It was a beautiful morning, but Prince Hitomi was not happy. His family was in prison. He was very angry. Then he felt very hungry, but there was no food around. I should find some food. I haven't eaten anything for hours. I am very hungry, he thought. Then he walked in the mountain, but he could not find any food. The mountains was very big. He walked and walked and walked. At last, Prince Hitomi found an apple tree. He climbed the tree and ate a few apples. He was not hungry now. Then he went back to his cave and sat on the cold ground. He thought about his family and cried. Prince Hitomi stayed in the mountain for a long time. He always climbed the same apple tree and ate the same apples. He always stayed in the same cave. Many days passed, but Prince Hitomi was always sad and angry. One night, Prince Hitomi woke up in the cave. He heard a strange noise. It was the sound of an animal. Then he saw a black shadow in front of him. It was a very big shadow. The shadow walked in the dark. Prince Hitomi was not afraid of it, and he was ready to fight. Then the shadow came closer. Prince Hitomi saw two shiny eyes in the dark. It was a giant tiger. The giant tiger was very big. It walked in the cave, but it did not touch Prince Hitomi. Prince Hitomi did not speak or move. He was silent. He just watched the giant tiger. The giant tiger was beautiful and strong. Then the giant tiger looked at Prince Hitomi and went out of the cave. Prince Hitomi was surprised. He could not sleep that night. In the morning, Prince Hitomi went out. It was a beautiful morning. The sun was shining and the weather was warm. Prince Hitomi was hungry again. He walked to the apple tree. When he walked among the trees, he was thinking about the giant tiger. Then he suddenly saw something among the trees. It was the giant tiger again. The giant tiger was moving slowly, and it did not see Prince Hitomi. Prince Hitomi did not show himself to the giant tiger. He waited behind a tree and watched the giant tiger silently. The giant tiger was alone, and Prince Hitomi watched the giant tiger carefully. Then the giant tiger stood up and walked very slowly. It stopped behind a tree and suddenly began to run. The giant tiger was trying to catch a deer. The deer was running very fast, but the giant tiger was faster than the deer. Then the giant tiger caught the deer. The deer could not move because the giant tiger was very strong. Then the giant tiger took the deer and went away. Prince Hitomi was shocked. He did not move, and he was very silent. Then he thought, "The giant tiger is a very good hunter, like my father. It is very strong and patient. I want to be as strong as this giant tiger." Then Prince Hitomi thought about the giant tiger all day. He wanted to be as strong as the giant tiger. He could save his family then. The next day, Prince Hitomi decided to find the giant tiger. He wanted to see the giant tiger again. He walked among the trees and looked for the giant tiger carefully. He tried to be silent and careful. He was walking very slowly. "The giant tiger should not see me," he thought. He walked for a long time, but he could not find the giant tiger. Then Prince Hitomi got tired, and he decided to go back to the cave because it was getting darker. He turned back and walked to his cave, but suddenly the giant tiger appeared among the trees. Prince Hitomi saw the giant tiger, and the giant tiger saw him too. Prince Hitomi did not move, but the giant tiger came closer. The giant tiger was walking very slowly, and it was looking at Prince Hitomi very carefully. Prince Hitomi could not look at the eyes of the giant tiger. Then the giant tiger stopped in front of Prince Hitomi. Then it smelled Prince Hitomi and touched him with his big paw. And then the giant tiger turned its back and ran. Prince Hitomi was surprised. Then he went back to his cave. He was very tired. Prince Hitomi came back to his cave and laid on the ground. He thought of the giant tiger for a long time. He was very tired, so he wanted to sleep. But suddenly, he saw the shadow of the giant tiger. The giant tiger came into the cave and laid on the ground. Prince Hitomi was surprised again. The giant tiger was sleeping in the cave with him. The giant tiger wanted to be friends with Prince Hitomi. Prince Hitomi did not move. He wanted to be friends with the tiger too. But giant tigers were dangerous animals, and it could kill Prince Hitomi. But Prince Hitomi was not afraid of the tiger. He was a brave prince, so he decided to sleep near the giant tiger. Then they slept in the same cave. The next day, the giant tiger and Prince Hitomi woke up. The giant tiger went out of the cave and ran. Then Prince Hitomi followed the giant tiger. The giant tiger was running very fast. Prince Hitomi ran very fast too. Then suddenly the giant tiger stopped behind a tree. Prince Hitomi stopped and watched the giant tiger. The giant tiger was looking at a deer again. The giant tiger was very silent and did not move. The deer did not see the giant tiger because the giant tiger was behind a tree. Prince Hitomi thought, "The giant tiger will hunt the deer. My father has always been a good hunter too. The giant tiger is like my father." Then the giant tiger suddenly began to run, and it caught the deer very quickly. Prince Hitomi was shocked again. The giant tiger was very fast and strong. He wanted to be like the giant tiger. Then the giant tiger brought the deer and shared it with Prince Hitomi. Prince Hitomi was surprised. The giant tiger shared its food with him. Prince Hitomi smiled and took some meat. He cooked the meat on fire and ate it. The meat was delicious. Prince Hitomi smiled again. The giant tiger and Prince Hitomi became friends. They went hunting together every day. Prince Hitomi watched the giant tiger every day. The giant tiger was a patient hunter. It was strong and fast. Many days passed, and Prince Hitomi became a good and strong hunter too. The giant tiger and Prince Hitomi were always together. They were very good friends. Prince Hitomi was happy with his new friend. but he always thought about his family. He wanted to save his family, and he was a strong and patient hunter now. He thought, "I am strong and patient man now. I can save my family." Then he decided to go back to his country and rescue his family. He went to his cave and laid on the ground. The giant tiger was in the cave too. He looked at the giant tiger and said, "I have been here for many months now. In the morning, I will go back to my country. I will fight with Takashi and rescue my family." The giant tiger looked at Prince Hitomi and put its head on the ground. The giant tiger was unhappy now. Prince Hitomi said, "You cannot speak, but I know you understand me. You have been a good friend, but I must go." Then Prince Hitomi slept. In the morning, Prince Hitomi woke up. He looked at the giant tiger. The giant tiger was not sleeping. Prince Hitomi said, "I must go now. I am so sorry, my friend. I must help my family. Thank you for helping me." The giant tiger looked at Prince Hitomi and touched him with his paw. The giant tiger was very sad, and Prince Hitomi was unhappy too. He wanted to help his father. He was strong and patient now. He could fight with Takashi now. Prince Hitomi walked for a long time, and finally he came to his country. There were only black soldiers outside. Prince Hitomi was not afraid of the black soldiers. He felt very strong. Then he went to his home, but there were black soldiers in front of his house. A soldier said, "What do you want?" "This is my house," said Prince Hitomi. "This is King Takashi's house," said the soldier. "This palace has always been our house. Takashi is not king. My father is the king of this country," said Prince Hitomi. Then Takashi went out of the house and shouted to the soldiers, "Catch the boy now!" The soldier ran towards Prince Hitomi. There were a lot of soldiers, but the prince was not afraid of them. He began to fight with the soldiers bravely. But there were more than 50 soldiers. Prince Hitomi could not win the fight alone. Then suddenly, he heard a very scary sound. It was the roar of the giant tiger. The giant tiger came from the mountain to help Prince Hitomi. The giant tiger was very angry, and it ran to the soldiers. The soldiers were afraid of the giant tiger. They stopped fighting when the prince Hitomi and ran away. The giant tiger came near Prince Hitomi and roared very loudly. Then Takashi said, "I am not afraid of this giant tiger, Prince Hitomi. If you are brave enough, come and fight with me alone. I have become a brave and strong man, Takashi. I am ready to fight with you." Then Prince Hitomi and Takashi began to fight. Prince Hitomi was very fast and strong. Prince Hitomi was fighting like the giant tiger. He was very careful and patient. Takashi was a strong man too, but he could not win the fight. Prince Itomi won the fight, and he caught Takashi. All the soldiers were afraid of the giant tiger, and they did not come closer. Then Prince Itomi went to the prison and rescued his father and mother. King Yeo and Queen Mayu were free again. King Yeo said, "You have become a patient and strong man, son. You can be the king of Yeolan now." Then Itomi became the king of Yeolan, and he lived happily in his country with his family for many years.